You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Friday, May 15th, 2026. Summertime, and the blend-in is easy. Fuel waiver may lower costs, boost gasoline supplies. Published by Housley Carr. By mid-May, the U.S. would typically be a couple of weeks into summer refining season, a months-long period when refineries and refined product terminals are required to supply gasoline with lower reed vapor pressure, RVP, and a lot less butane. However, an emergency fuel waiver by the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, is allowing them to market gasoline with an RVP of up to 10 pounds per square inch, SI, for E10 and E15 gasoline. In addition, the waiver streamlines compliance, making it easier for midstream operators to blend butane up to the RVP limit. As we discuss in today's RBN blog, the waiver, temporary but likely to be extended, may well increase summertime gasoline supply and improve refinery and blender economics. We'll begin with a two-part warning, not to scare anyone off, but just to prepare you. First, producing and blending gasoline is complicated. Second, government regulation of gasoline specifications only adds to that complexity. As we said a couple of years ago in Wasting Away in Butane Blendingville, gasoline is among the most complex hydrocarbon products out there, with as many as a dozen specs, each with its own characteristics, such as octane, RVP, distillation points, aromatics, olefins, etc., that when combined need to meet the exacting standards of regulators, and, at the same time, turn as big a financial return as possible. And, to keep things interesting, federal and state regulations ratchet down the allowable RVP levels each spring and ratchet them up in late summer, often to different levels in different markets, and even at different dates. Because of varying summer temperatures across the country and because certain parts of the U.S. face more serious challenges regarding smog than others, the EPA over the years has designated areas where even stricter summertime limits are enforced. Some states, like California, New York, and Illinois, established even lower RVP caps of their own, with the EPA's blessing, to address specific pollution concerns. Figure 1 of the blog shows where the 9 pounds per square inch baseline for RVP has been enforced for many years, and the areas where the EPA or individual states, via an EPA-approved State Implementation Plan, or SIP, establish stricter summer RVP limits, either by requiring the use of reformulated gasoline, RFG, or by requiring that the non-reformulated or conventional gasoline sold has an RVP no higher than specified levels. Generally speaking, U.S. refineries and refined product terminals have needed to meet the warmer weather RVP requirements from May 1 to September 15, and retailers had to do the same from June 1 to September 15. That one-month delay in the enforcement startup date for retailers is designed to give them time to eliminate their remaining supplies of higher RVP, cooler weather gasoline. Typically, refineries start making summer gasoline in the second half of March and switch back to winter gasoline in the first half of September. With gasoline prices up by more than 50% since the start of the Iran war on February 28, the Trump administration in March and April took several steps to ease the regulatory burden on refineries and gasoline blenders with the dual aims of increasing gasoline supply and holding down gasoline prices. First, on March 24, the EPA extended for 20 days, starting May 1, the right to market E15 gasoline, that is, gasoline with 15% ethanol, repeating a loosening up it initially approved on a similar emergency basis a few summers back. Prior to 2022, E15 sales had been limited to non-summer months because of its high RVP and the lack of a statutory 1 pound per square inch RVP waiver for E15. See growing sideways, the EPA also waived, again for an initial period of 20 days starting May 1, a long-standing federal requirement that refineries and refined product terminals ratchet down the RVP level in E15 gasoline to 9 pounds per square inch, thereby permitting an RVP level of up to 10 pounds per square inch in E15 during the summer months. Moreover, the waiver has streamlined and simplified summer compliance processes, making summertime butane blending by midstream players realistic. Under the standard rules, pipelines, barges, storage facilities and terminals are not allowed to blend in butane in the summer even if there is room on the RVP side without adhering to onerous sampling and testing requirements. The waiver allows for the simpler winter compliance processes for butane blending to continue during the summer months. Further, the EPA said it would suspend federal enforcement of all state boutique requirements for summertime RVP levels of less than 9 pounds per square inch, noting that states with stricter RVP limits could continue to enforce them if they wished. The agency added that federal law limits the duration of emergency waivers to 20 days but said, it is EPA's intention to issue new waivers, effectively extending these waivers until such time as the extreme and unusual fuel supply circumstances described in this action are no longer present. Then, on April 13, the EPA clarified its earlier actions by specifically allowing more butane to be blended into reformulated gasoline before oxygenated blend, RBOB, just as it was already allowed, via the March 24 order, for conventional gasoline before oxygenated blend, CBOB. The agency also said that gasoline distributors could redesignate CBOB as RBOB so that there is fuel fungibility between conventional gasoline and RFG. In other words, the EPA established, in theory, at least, a single national gasoline pool with the same 10 per square inch RVP standard for summertime gasoline. Oh, and the agency extended its emergency waiver for another 20 days, the first of several likely renewals. Before we go further, we should provide a few more reminders about gasoline production and distribution and the role of butane. The CBOB or RBOB that refineries produce includes a carefully concocted blend of many ingredients, the largest by volume typically being, in descending order, fluid catalytic cracker, FCC, gasoline, straight-run gasoline, directly from crude distillation, reformate, a high-octane blendstock, and alkylate, a low RVP octane booster, plus limited volumes of butane, 1% to 2%. Refineries' end product is a sub-octane gasoline, either CBOB or RBOB, that is blended downstream with high-octane ethanol, and sometimes, depending on the circumstances and time of year, with more butane, to meet the final gasoline specifications before it is trucked to retail outlets. To refineries and refined product distributors, butane is a highly desirable gasoline component because of its low cost, about $49 per barrel at Mont Belvieu earlier this month, compared to about $131 per barrel for RIN-adjusted CBOB at the USGC, more on this below, and high-octane content, an AKI, or anti-knock index, of about 92, or close to that of premium gasoline. Therefore, their aim is to add as much as they can. However, as we've noted, there are limits to how much butane can be blended into gasoline because of butane's high RVP level, north of 50 per square inch, and of course, the related federal and state regs. Before the EPA's recent easing of summertime gasoline regs, the RVP level of the summer gasoline produced at refineries and transported to refined product terminals was targeted to meet the requirements of the strictest market, that is, the one with the lowest allowable RVP. That presented opportunities to blend in butane to the gasoline mix downstream of the refiner and sell that higher RVP gasoline in markets that were less strict, the light gray shaded areas in Figure 1. There are three primary ways to blend butane into gasoline between the refinery and the pump. 1. Along the pipelines or onto barges that transport gasoline to market. 2. Via direct injection into tanks. And or 3. Via rack blending, in which butane is injected into gasoline at the terminal rack where ethanol is also added. Each approach has its pros and cons. See Wasting Away in Butane Blendingville for more on that. The new, more lenient limits for RVP and summer gasoline currently in effect are likely having only modest effects on refinery operations. In many cases, refineries are still making gasoline with two or more levels of RVP aimed at the various regulatory markets they sell into, assuming they have the tankage to handle that. And, we should note, refineries are unlikely to make big operational changes, given that the increase in allowable RVP is only for sequential 20-day periods. There's no rock-solid commitment that the higher limit will stay in place through the summer. That doesn't mean, though, that the EPA's action isn't presenting very real, and potentially very lucrative, opportunities for blending a lot more butane into CBOB and RBOB downstream of refineries at pipelines, barges, tanks, and terminal racks in areas where the 10 per square inch rule is in force. And remember that increasing the volume of butane in gasoline by only a couple of percentage points would have a very measurable effect on the volume of gasoline available to U.S. consumers. Figure 2 of the blog shows the now massive incentives for blending butane into gasoline along the Gulf Coast and in the Chicago area. The USGC incentive is the difference between the price for RIN-adjusted CBOB at the Gulf Coast and the price of butane at Mont Belvieu. The Chicago area incentive is the difference between RIN-adjusted CBOB at Chicago and the price of butane at the NGL hub in Conway, Kansas. As you can see, the incentives now are among the greatest ever. Note that while the incentives often hit their highest marks each year during the summer months, no one could take advantage of the situation because butane couldn't be blended in during those lower RVP months. That will be different this summer. So far, Refining companies haven't said much about the EPA-RVP issue in their Q1 earnings calls, with only two exceptions. Brian Mandrell, EVP of Marketing and Commercial at Phillips 66, said, "We think there'll be more butane blending due to the RVP waivers," and Rick Hessling, Chief Commercial Officer at Marathon Petroleum, said the refiner's Q2 results are likely to see tailwinds from increased butane blending. In addition to more butane being blended into gasoline downstream of refineries, another likely impact of the EPA's recent actions is a drawdown in U.S. butane inventories. As shown by the red line in Figure 3 of the blog, butane stocks have been running above both the early 2025 and early 2024 levels. Those inventories may face additional downward pressure from LPG exports, which are expected to strengthen further as the conflict in the Persian Gulf and the near closure of the Strait of Hormuz continue. One final related matter is whether EPA's emergency waiver for summertime gasoline might evolve into a longer-term, permanent change. It remains to be seen, but it's possible that this summer's test of a higher allowable RVP level for most U.S. gasoline may result in only a tiny change in air quality. Also, many of the concerns that led to the efforts to ratchet down summer use of butane in gasoline have been largely resolved. For example, activated carbon canisters and sealed fuel systems on modern cars and SUVs virtually eliminate emissions from fuel tanks, and emissions from refueling at service stations have been slashed via the use of vapor recovery systems. Additionally, this may pave the way for a permanent streamlining of compliance processes, such as making summertime compliance process requirements mirror those for the rest of the year. Finally, the RFG program could be permanently removed to streamline compliance and logistics and be replaced with easier-to-manage boutique RVP requirements. We'll see. In the 2026 Farm Bill, Congress may well include a provision to permanently allow E15 sales year-round, eliminating the need for a series of 20-day emergency waivers each spring and summer. Summertime was written by George Gershwin in 1934 for the 1935 opera Porgy and Bess. The lyrics were written by DeBose Hayward, the author of the novel Porgy, on which the opera was based. The song appears several times during the opera. It initially ran on Broadway for 124 performances, and has been performed all over the world since then. Summertime was first recorded by Abby Mitchell in 1935, with George Gershwin on piano and accompanied by an orchestra. The 1959 motion picture of Porgy and Bess featured the song sung by Lulu Jean Norman. The refrain of Summertime, "And the livin' is easy," sets the mood and timbre of the tune. It has been covered by countless artists, including Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong with Ella Fitzgerald, Big Brother and the Holding Company, with Janis Joplin, Billy Stewart, and Funboy 3. Janis Joplin's scorching performance of the song with Big Brother and the Holding Company at the Monterey Pop Festival in June 1967 introduced the song to a new generation. Cheap Thrills was the second studio album by Big Brother and the Holding Company. Sadly, after the huge success of this album, Joplin was convinced by her record company to abandon the band and become a solo artist. Joplin and Big Brother came up through the ranks together. They were sparked by great arrangements and fiery organic live performances that reflected a group that lived and performed together at the dawn of the music revolution in San Francisco. The album was recorded in the spring of 1968 at Columbia Record Studios in Hollywood and New York City and Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco. Robert Crumb did the cover artwork for Cheap Thrills for free, stating, "I don't want Columbia's filthy lucre." Produced by John Simon, the album was released in August 1968 and went to number one on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. It has been certified 2X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. One single was released from the LP. Personnel on the record were Janis Joplin, vocals, Sam Andrew, guitar, bass, backing vocals, James Gurley, guitar, Peter Albin, bass, and Dave Getz, drums. George Gershwin was an American composer and pianist whose songs encompass jazz, pop and classical music. He composed 10 orchestral works, 2 solo piano works, 2 operas, 19 musicals, and 6 film scores. He won an Academy Award, a Congressional Gold Medal and a Pulitzer Prize, and is a member of the Jewish American Hall of Fame. George and Ira Gershwin have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. UCLA established the George and Ira Gershwin Lifetime Achievement Award to honor the two brothers. George Gershwin died in Hollywood in July 1937 of a brain tumor at 38. Janis Joplin died in Hollywood of a drug overdose in October 1970 at 27. Big Brother guitarist James Gurley died in Palm Desert, California, in December 2009 at 69.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.